Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to show number 11 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology radio show. My name is Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Og vorbis, bonjour.
If you're new to FrequencyCast, welcome along. In each of our tantalising takes on technology, we look at what's new in the world of digital TV and radio in the UK, and expand on today's newest technologies. Each of our shows is driven by our listeners and backed on feedback from our website at frequencycast.co.uk. In this exciting instalment of FrequencyCast, here's what you'll find. February is V-Day for One Media Company. Our favourite rabbit smells. Lies, Cubes and New Life Online. By popular request, we'll be focusing on MP3s and MP3 players. Plus, we'll have a rummage through your feedback. But first, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
News time on Frequency Cast, and our number one story, again, is this.
When are they going to get this right? There's nothing but crashes and problems. You can't record, you can't play, it switches off, etc, etc. You've heard it all before, I expect.
I've had countless phone calls, and every time they've tried to, for some reason or other, keep me waiting for a replacement. Finally sent it back today. I've not been very happy with Top Up TV, considering I've been with them since I actually started.
Thanks to our listeners Francis and Steve for their comments taken from our podline. Despite January's software update, it seems there are still problems with Top Up TV Anytime, and they featured on BBC's Watchdog programme at the end of January. Apparently, we can expect another software update, perhaps within the first 2 weeks of February 07, and Top Up TV has apparently taken on more call centre staff to handle the volume of complaints. Next, Virgin Media is expected to launch in February, combining digital TV, broadband, phone and mobile services. The names Virgin Mobile, Virgin.net, NTL and Telewest all come together as Virgin Media. Existing customers should recently have received a booklet called Hello You, which explains all. There's also rumours of a set-top box to rival the successful Sky Plus product, which will offer high-definition programming. Virgin has launched a special site covering the change to Virgin Media, which you can find at www.nofirst.co.uk. Next, Liar Liar. Fans of the cheap calls over internet service Skype may be interested to know that there's now a lie detector plugin available. With this, you can analyse stress patterns in callers' voices to see if they're telling the truth. Bit of fun or a handy tool? You decide. Screenshots and a link on today's show notes. Next, phones. We'd like to highlight this fairly scary statistic. In the UK, over 1,700 mobile phones are purchased every hour, and each year 15 million phones fall out of use. There are a number of schemes in place to get these old phones recycled, either to be used in less developed parts of the world or safely recycled or disposed of. One scheme brought to our attention is phoneback.com, which provides a free post envelope for return of your handset. Other schemes include cashback for your old mobile phone or a way of earning Nectar points for returning an unwanted handset. See our show notes for the links. Now a NabbersTag update. A new version of our favourite Wi-Fi bunny is due out. Call the NabbersTag Tag. This does the same clever stuff as the existing NabbersTag, such as reading out content downloaded over the net, but has some new features, notably a belly button microphone for voice recognition and recording, and it can smell by recognising items that have a special tag attached. All clever stuff. And finally, good news for Douglas Adams fans. Following the success of the recent dramatisation of the last three Hitchhiker's Guide novels, we can expect to hear the Dirk Gently books coming soon. They're due on BBC Radio 4 this October. And a piece of late-breaking Freeview news. Top Up TV is set to reduce the amount of live programming again. In February, we can expect to see the Discovery Channels and the Cartoon Network dropping from the live programme list. This is bad news for those Top Up TV customers still on the old $7.99 a month package. Incidentally, Top Up TV now seem to have stopped selling the old $7.99 package, meaning Anytime is their only product. Rumours are that the space freed leaves room for the sports channel Setanta, starting on subscription from as early as February. There's also room for another Freeview channel. Watch this space.
Thanks, Pete. Good stuff. For more on these news stories, take a look at the notes for today's show at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
And our final news story is we have a cube.
What, a Nintendo Cube? A GameCube? A Rubik's Cube?
Okay, you remember we were an underground station?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, we were barking, weren't we?
We still are barking on the virtual underground. This cube business is a new idea from the same people. It's basically called ucubes.com, cubes with a little Z. And basically, you get a cube, and the idea is the cube has to kind of build its way up the list of other cubes to be at the top of the pile of cubes. But we have a cube. It's a brown cube with a little yellow border, and our mission is to get that cube up the top. So if we could ask our listeners to go and click on our little cube on our show notes for today, that would be brill.
Yeah, go on, give our cube a hand. Don't be a square.
Frequency cast. Now loading. Focus.
Okay, so this is the interesting part. This is focus. And I like this. So what have we got to do today?
Well, as you know, this is the part of the show where we let our listeners decide what we're going to focus in on. And on our website, we've had a number of votes. Number 3 on our voting was for podcasting. People want to know what podcasting's all about. Number 2 was BT Vision with 19.57%. Woo. The number 1, which I know you've been looking forward to hearing us talk about, is MP3 players, which polled 33% of the votes. So MP3 players is where we're at.
Excellent. That's the one I've been wanting to talk about. So MP3s.
Okay, usual question to you. What do you know about MP3s?
It's an audio format. It has a lot of compression. Not as good a quality as CD or mini disc. And basically uses a form of compression called lossy compression, which gets rid of all the stuff that's subliminal or beyond the human range of hearing.
Pretty impressed. You actually know what you're talking about.
Well, you might be impressed, but you're not pretty.
Hmm. But I'm pretty sure I can catch you out with the next question. What does MP3 stand for? Really? Well done. Would it help if I showed you this script?
MPEG 1 Audio Layer 3. Well, I used to know it.
Yep, so what you got there is MP3 stands for MPEG 1 Audio Layer 3, and it is an audio compression format. It's lossy, so it's not crystal clear original. You can have varying bit rates and sample rates to vary the quality, but pretty much MP3, as far as most people is concerned, is what you listen to your music on. You've got a music track, it's typically an MP3, and you play it on an MP3 player.
Did you know they've just released the first USB memory stick with a single release on it, as in a CD on memory stick? Available, it's a limited edition from HMV.
I didn't actually know that. Do you know what the track is?
No, it's a memory stick of 600 and something megabytes, I think. So there's more room on it. I don't know whether you can delete what's there or whether it's been like encrypted or something. But I know that some people are going out and buying them for cheap memory sticks because it's only £4.
Interesting, cool.
See, you think you're the brains behind this operation, but me, I think I've got it right.
Okay, so we've talked about the MP3 format. What do you know about MP3 players?
There's the iPod, and then you get these memory sticks with MP3 player on them. And then if you go into the Argos catalogue...
Argos, the little laminated book of dreams.
If you go to the Argos catalogue... Why is it laminated?
To catch the tears of joy.
If you go to the Argos catalogue, these are 2 pages or so full of them.
Indeed, but the one everyone knows is the iPod. And did you know that 80% of MP3 players sold are Apple iPods?
I could well believe it. I've witnessed quite a large collection of them.
Have you really?
Well, not personally, of course, but I'm sure someone has.
Personally, you see, I'm not a great fan of the iPod. I think iPods are great, they're iconic, they're a symbol of things. And hey, this is a podcast. Podcast, the name has come from iPod, so they're great. But personally, I've got a problem with iPods. And my problem with iPods is they're just so overhyped. There's so many other devices out there that do much more impressive stuff than iPods. Like my little gadget. See my little thing there?
Yeah, but you can't get that out in public, can you?
I wear my Creative Zen with pride. I have in my hand here a Creative Zen Vision M, which is kind of rivaling the iPod Video, which is its number one competitor. And it's just worth doing a little bit of a comparison with this versus the iPod, just to explain my point here. The iPod Video 30, 14 hours battery life. This has got 16, so this has got a little bit more battery life, yeah? Okay, the iPod is thinner. It's the same physical size, but it's a lot thinner. So, yeah, okay, this loses out a little bit on weight and thickness. Both have 30 gigs, they both play audio, they both play video. This one, though, has an FM radio in it, a radio recorder, a voice recorder, and organizer software, so it's got a calendar, contacts, and tasks. And how much would you say this was compared to an iPod?
How much are iPods now?
About 160,
170. Well, I reckon that must be about... it looks nice still, doesn't it? I would have said probably cheaper, just because it doesn't have the name. It's a bit like the Sony Walkman, wasn't it? You bought the name.
Yeah, you're right, 15 quid cheaper. So for me, something with FM radio, get the travel news in the mornings, that sort of thing, plus all the other software, the voice recorder, dictaphone stuff, all built in for 15 quid cheaper, and you get longer battery life. So, you know, you are paying for the iPod name, where there's more functionality in some of these other devices.
Mind you, it's only people with no fingers that use the dictaphone, isn't it?
The old ones are the best. The other thing that's important to say here about the iPods, the big selling point for iPods is that you can use it with iTunes, which is the Apple Mac music store. So you can get all your musical downloads, all legally, go onto iTunes and download your songs. They're actually downloaded normally in a format called AAC. Come across that one?
On a calculator, it's all clear, isn't it?
Something like that. It's their own audio format, and it also makes use of this clever technology to stop it being copied. So once you've downloaded and bought this song, it's registered to you. You can't copy it over to your mates, which is something you can do with MP3. MP3, there's no copy protection. And the initials for that are DRM, Digital Rights Management. And that's basically the track has your name stamped in it, and you can't kind of copy it from machine to machine. So Apple have kind of got you. You download all of your songs from iTunes, stick it on your iPod, and you can't actually copy them and share them with your mates. And similarly, you can't actually suddenly give up with iPod. If you decide you don't like Apple anymore and maybe you want to go for a Creative or an iRiver, you can't actually use your music on another machine. So Apple have been really clever. They're tying you into their hardware and their music store, and you can't get the songs onto anything else. Clever ploy?
Ingenious.
No, being seriously here, look, let's say you bought 1,000 tracks for your iPod and you wanted to go to a Creative or a different player. Wouldn't you be a bit pissed off that you couldn't actually, you know, you bought and paid for this music, but you can't use it on anybody else's hardware? Wouldn't that annoy you?
Yeah, it would actually. It's. I think the word monopoly comes to mind. They've kind of cornered the market.
I must admit, I always get my music, which I do buy legally, in MP3 format, because I know it will play on anything. It will play on an iPod, it will play on just about anything else. So for me, that's a much better idea than being tied into Apple's AAC. Just as an aside, there is a slight workaround. If you actually do have some music in AAC that you want to put on something else, there is a workaround. It's a bit hideous. What you have to do is use iTunes to burn it onto a CD, and then put your CD in the CD player, rip off the tracks to MP3, and then you've got them that you can play on something else. But of course you get a quality loss because you've done a reconversion and everything else.
Yeah, I must admit, I wouldn't want the fuss. If I bought my songs, I want to buy them once and play them on whatever format I choose, as it were. But nothing compares to these.
I wondered how long it would be before you showed those off. Now, unfortunately, it's radio. Explain what you're doing.
I'm showing you my sunglasses.
Can I just point out that this is February? It's snowing outside. It's pitch black. You're sitting there wearing sunglasses.
Well, what can I say? Some people just are cool. Others feel the cool.
Go on then. Tell everyone about your sunglasses. Go on.
Well, these are Oakley sunglasses. These are called Thump 2s, I presume because their predecessors are Thump 1s. They're a monster pair of sunglasses. I love them. They're everything you expect from your Oakley sunglasses, you know, bulletproof lenses and the like. Cut out all the wrong sunlight and all that stuff. But they do have 256 megabytes of memory.
They're not bad. They're a little bit on the chunky side. Let me just have a look at these here. Yeah, basically they've got two little earpieces that are kind of built into the bits that go over your ears. Drop into your ear.
They're called the arms.
The arms, that's the word. That's the technical expression I was looking for. So how do you plug them in? Well, you must have a USB connector somewhere.
Yes, they have a very discreet USB connector on the underside.
Under the right ear there. And can you bung a USB? So it's got a USB mini socket in there and 256 meg of RAM on board. Nice. And they sound okay?
They sound absolutely fantastic. I must confess that I'm not a big MP3 player fan, but on buying these, I actually bought them because I do a lot of cycling, and my sunglasses were constantly slipping down my nose, so I needed a pair that would actually stay on my face. Often when I go cycling, I listen to my music, and consequently, these were the ideal thing to buy. They've got shuffle on one side, so you can skip forward or back, and on the other arm, you can control your volume and turn them on and off. And when they turn on, which is really cool, they got this thump thump noise. And when you turn them off, they go thump thump back off again.
which I like.
Yeah, very nice, very nifty, and gadget-packed. Unlike you to be walking around with gadgets, that's normally my job.
Well, you see, they're discreet, no one knows. I can still pretend to be in the Dark Ages. And I am, and I'm wearing them.
Excellent. I just want to talk about a couple of other MP3 players that are worth mentioning on this show. The one that everyone's going to be talking about towards the end of 2007 is Microsoft's product, the Zune, Z-U-N-E. Come across that one?
Z-U-N-E, nope.
If I remember right, they're coming out in the black and white colours, as most MP3 players do. They're also bringing out a brown one, which is a bit odd. These Zunes are quite nice. They've got a slightly bigger display than some of the other competitors. So for things like video, they're going to be better. They support MP3 format. They also play Apple's AAC format and their own one called Protected WMA. So the scandal there is they're going to basically be bringing out their own equivalent of iTunes and locking you into their own format. So it's going to be rivaling the Apple must tie you into the same service deal. They have a very nice user interface, all animated and a bit more impressive than some of the other ones that are out there. And it supports Wi-Fi, which is rather nice.
Wi-Fi.
However, there's a catch. When I heard about these supporting Wi-Fi, I thought, this is brilliant. I can take it home, stick it on my desk, and just copy my songs across from my PC hard disk straight onto it. But oh no 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 no, they've disabled Wi-Fi, so all you can do is Wi-Fi to other Zunes. So you can send your music to other Zunes, but then there's a limit because there's copyright, meaning they can't keep the song. So you kind of lend them a song to listen to, then they've got to go away and buy their own from the Microsoft website.
Monopoly,
bless you. Yeah, so that's the Zune. They're due out in the UK. The estimate is Christmas 2007. And there's going to be the Microsoft hype behind it, so I guess we have to see how that works. But they're clearly head-to-head with iPod in the race for your pockets now. A few other ones to mention. I want to mention the iRiver. The iRiver U10. Little gadget here, look at that.
Oh, that's lovely. Feels good in the hand.
Little diddy one. It's got quite a nice little clever clicker navigation system there. I mentioned this one because these are quite cheap, these are quite small, fairly basic, does videos, got an FM radio on board, 1 gig, costs you £90, so they're kind of pretty cheap and cheerful to sit in your pocket. They do a couple of other formats that some of the other players don't do. One of them is called ASF, the other one is my favourite, you're going to love that name.
OGG.
OGG, O-G-G, OGG Vorbis. It's an open format, so you don't get any of the licensing hassles.
OGG. Okay.
OGG Vorbis, brilliant format. It's open format, so it's not tied to...
Is that the name of a Star Trek character? OGG or Vorbis. What was it? Vorbis?
OGG Vorbis.
Vorbis. We're landing on planet Neutron.
So OGG Vorbis is a brilliant format. It's totally open, so you're not tied to...
The name's fantastic.
But if you want OGG Vorbis, get a iRiver, because they're great and lovely. The other one I want to mention is the snazzily named Samsung YP-K5.
Zark 11.
This is a 4 gig MP3 player. The beauty of this one is it has little slide-out speakers. Tiny little device, but it's got stereo speakers, so you can actually play music to your mates. And it actually doesn't sound bad for a little tiny gadget. These are £140, built-in FM radio, so that's pretty snazzy. The other one I want to mention is one called, I'm not sure how you pronounce this, O-O-N-O. Uno, would you reckon?
Uno.
Uno. No, no, no. The Uno Mini DAB 1, this little device, does absolutely everything. Yes, it's an MP3 player. It's also a DAB radio, and it has FM on board. It's got a built-in speaker, so you can play it to your mates, all on board, on this one little device. You can record radio. It actually records in MP3 format, so you can record straight to MP3. It's got a line-in socket, so you can plug it straight into your old cassette deck. It's got a microphone socket, so you can put a microphone in. And it takes an SD card, so you can get up to 2 meg on SD cards.
So, yet again, this is one of those boxes that does everything. Telephones your mother. Call mom.
Hello, Domino's Pizza.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't like it, but I actually do. I like this idea.
Excellent. I wanted to talk to you about that. Yeah, I thought you were going to pick up on this one as one of these gadgets that does everything and a waste of time. Last show, we had a little disagreement that our producer decided to leave in the show. We asked our lovely listeners out there to vote on whether you were right or I was right. And the reason I've got this big grin on my face is, see the screen there?
I'm winning by 73%. You must feel shattered.
Carl, 27% backed you. 73 backed me. They support me. Technology is great. This kind of gadget, this Uno, is exactly what people out there want. It does absolutely everything. Tough.
Yeah, but as we said earlier, you may be impressed, but you're not pretty. I'm cute and lovable.
I'm cute, lovable, and winning. That's it for our MP3 focus, except to mention the following three gadgets. First off, there's the USB turntable. This is designed to allow you to convert your old vinyl 7 and 12 inches to MP3. There's also now a cassette drive for your PC. This allows you to dub off all those old C90s over to MP3 without the fuss of jack plugs. Also, as we mentioned in the last show, MP3 transmitters are now legal, allowing you to listen to your MP3 player on your car's FM radio. Details of these gadgets and the players mentioned can be found on the show notes for Cast 11. While you're there, check out the pull-down list at the bottom of the page to vote for what we focus on in the next show. Next up, you know you're always telling me to go and get a life.
Don't tell me you bought one on the internet.
Near enough. I have a second life on the internet.
eBay, yeah?
No, in all seriousness, you and I sat down last week and had a little play in our virtual world, remember? The flying about thing and the whoosh. And the...
No, I can tell you want me to say yes. But really, I would just be humouring you.
Second Life is amazing. It's a virtual world on your computer. So you've got online gaming where you can go in and team up with other internet users to blow other people up and the rest of it. But this is just bizarre. You create a little character, plonk it into this virtual world and walk around talking to people. There's a screenshot there of that's me, is that there. So this guy is called Frequency Cardiff. And that's my name. That's me with my little jumper there. And you see, I'm trying to chat her up there. Look.
You've gone to a lot of effort to make this believable, haven't you?
And I guess what I'm asking is if any of our listeners out there happen to have even heard of Second Life, I'm toying with the idea of seeing if we can do a little bit of our next show in Second Life somewhere, meeting up with a few of our other listeners that happen to be in Second Life as well. On the off chance that any of you out there happen to be in Second Life, meet up with Frequency Cardiff or drop me an email via the website. And we'll see if we can try and do something clever.
Do you know you just said all that out loud?
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Interaction.
And now it's time to see what our listeners have to say in our interactive section. Please get in touch if you have something to say. First off, thanks to Victoria for getting in touch. She asked about the new Nabbers tag featured in our news section and also asked if we had any thoughts on the Imation Disc Stacker. Pete.
Hi Victoria, the Imation Disc Stacker is a box that can hold 100 CDs or DVDs and plugs into your PC's USB port. From the PC, you can load any one of these discs. You can stack 5 of these units together to give you up to 500 CDs and DVDs, a very handy way of storing your discs. We'll add a link to some UK suppliers to our show notes. If anyone has any experience to pass on to Victoria, please let us know.
Next, a big hi to Dave Tarantella for getting in touch with his tales of woe over the MP3 player reliability. He tells us that his nephew has owned 2 iPods and 2 Zen Vision M's over the last 18 months. The iPod suffered from a dead screen and a corrupt hard disk. He had grief getting a refund. Dave's nephew then switched to Creative and, at least at the time of recording, is happy with his second Creative Vision M. Let's hope it stays that way. Next, a message from Malcolm. Is there a way to download tones for the hub phone or at least increase the volume more than you can on the handset?
Hi Malcolm, as far as we can tell, there's no way of changing these ringtones or increasing the volume. If anyone knows different, please let us know. Now, a call from our pod line.
Hi, my name's Sonia Harris. I'm wanting to reinstate some channels that I've accidentally deleted off my Freeview box and have no idea how to do this. The problem is that the delete button is right next to the watch button, and on occasion I've accidentally deleted them and cannot reinstate them, so would like to know how I do this.
Hi Sonia, without knowing which model you have, this is tricky. The normal fix is to go to the on-screen menu and perform a full scan for channels to rebuild the channel list. If this doesn't work, try resetting the box and trying again.
It's Mrs. Young. I'm talking from Melton and London. I've got a Freeview book, but last night I lost all my ITV channels, Channel 4, and I'm just wondering how to get them back.
This is a similar answer to Sonia's call. You need to perform a channel scan to get back the channels. Missing channels is normally a sign of low signal strength, so if you can't get the channels back, see our show notes for links on how to improve your Freeview signal.
And the next question, we've heard from Dave Rivers that he's been having a kerfuffle with the time and date on his BT hub phone resetting itself. Pete, can you help?
Hi Dave, we suspect this is because the time on your home hub is wrong and the phone is getting its time when it syncs up with the hub. Check our BT Home Hub page for help in setting up the hub so it automatically updates its time over the internet.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Who's Cluely?
Oh, yeah, give me this one. No, I want to talk about this one. Graham Cluely. Ah, this guy amazes me. I put something up in a blog about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Have you ever come across that name before, Graham Cluely?
Graham Cluely, no. Should I?
Every time I see anything in the newspapers, anything on the TV, anything online about new viruses or problems with the internet or whatever,
right,
there's always this line, which is, Graham Cluely, a senior technology consultant for software firm Sophos, says... And then he says why this particular virus is going to end the world or whatever.
Right.
So I put something up on our blog saying I just keep seeing this guy's name everywhere and asking anyone that happens to bother reading my blog to get in touch if they happen to stumble across this Graham Cluely chap as well.
Right. Don't tell me. He doesn't exist, yeah?
Well, I put on this blog saying, has anyone else ever come across Graham Cluely or is it just a figment of my imagination?
What, like your second life?
No, this is real world. We had one reply to our blog entry. And the reply says, hi there, yeah, I'm reading. Next time I'm on TV, I'll give you a wave. Graham Cluely. So Graham's been reading our blog. Brilliant.
Now, how's the bunny rabbit? Do you still see Harvey? Or is he gone now?
Do you think he's actually really seen our blog?
Well, he's right up there with Harvey's entry, isn't he?
So Graham, if that was really you that was commenting on our blog, do us a favour, prove that was really you. Next time you're on the telly, next time you put something in the newspaper, do us a favour, drop the word frequency into your next newspaper or press article or whatever, just to prove that this is really you and you're really listening. That does a real big favour.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for that, Pete. We've also had a mail from Nicholas Skippings. He says, hi, Carl and Pete. Love the podcasts. They're great and by far the best that I've heard. I've heard that Setanta Sports will be coming to Top Up TV and I'm interested in adding Setanta Sports to my Top Up TV Anytime subscription. How much will this cost a month and what will the hours be?
Hi Nicholas, Top Up TV's site makes reference to August 2007 as a launch date for Barclays Premier matches from Setanta. Nothing official has been announced yet, and pricing probably won't be announced till closer to the start of the season, as Sky and BT Vision are also competing with Top Up TV for our viewing here. We'll include an update on our show when we have some more details. Also note that to get email updates on Setanta, you can register your interest on Top Up TV's website. Now a call from our podline.
The name is Fishwick, and we have just purchased TomTom, and we can't get AM on it. Thank you. Bye.
Ah, are we talking AM as in AM radio? If that's the case, the TomTom doesn't have a radio built in, so no AM radio. If you're referring to the time, AM-PM, this can be set by going to the menu, selecting Change Preferences, and going to Set Clock.
And finally, here's a mail from Tanya. She says, I want to purchase a DVD recorder with built-in Freeview. Would that be better than buying a separate Freeview box?
Hi Tanya. The advantage of a DVD recorder with built-in Freeview is you just have one box. This means there's less clutter, less wires and less to connect. It's also easier to record programs, as you don't have to remember to set the set-top box to the right channel, then get the recorder to record via SCART. However, with separate boxes, there is less to go wrong. In other words, if the DVD recorder breaks, the Freeview box will still work. Personally, we prefer going for the all-in-one option, but it's up to you.
Right, that's it for this show's interaction. Have we got anything else to talk about?
Stop it.
I just have. I just said it's the end. Oh, you mean Stop It, of
stop
course.
It.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to talk about Stop It, our campaign for 2007.
Right, okay. Well, you better tell them.
This
Stop It!
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it.
This stemmed from a little discussion we had a couple of weeks ago about what we could do to change the world. And we started this Stop It campaign. This is exclusive to FrequencyCast. And we've got a web address for this, stopit2007.co.uk. Now, you may be sick of mobile phones on trains or people listening to iPods or technology that just doesn't work or that little on-screen press the red button. Anything about technology today that really bugs you.
Podcasts on technology.
Exactly. We want to know what really bugs you and we're going to do something about it, something to change the world. So on stopit2007.co.uk, we're asking our listeners and our site visitors to outline what they hate the most. We started this a couple of weeks ago in between podcasts and we've already had a good few answers. So we've had Ross Murray telling us that he hates mobile phones that do other things like voice over internet and MP3 playback and whatever on trains. Amos was complaining about websites that ask for registration details before you can get to content. Terry was talking about companies that have contact us on their website when that doesn't work. Phil Worthington, overnight celebrities. Fred Smith talking about web campaigns and train conductors that can't say their messages properly. So we've had a fair number of whinges already. So if there's something that really bugs you, we want you to go to Stop It 2007 or go via our website and tell us what you hate most about today's technology. And we pledge to do something about the most complained about item. There's a challenge for you.
Stop it. That's it for this Frequency Cast. If you've got a question, an opinion, or any comments on TV and technology stuff, please get in touch.
You can call us on the pod line and leave us a message. It's a London number, 0208 133 4567. Or you can send us a message via our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk.
As usual, we'd like you to vote for what you'd like to hear on the next show.
We're also running a competition at the moment to give away an Amazon voucher. Again, look on our website, answer the 5 simple questions, and you could be a winner.
So that's all for our show of minuscule musical madness with MP3s and micro SDs. Now it's time for the big bad shutdown.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequencycast. Shutdown complete.
Stop it.